Well, one of the most dramatic aspects of the Hudson Valley sightings had more to do with this huge craft that hovered over the Indian Point nuclear power plant. And again, this was a story we covered in UFO magazine. Vicki Ecker wrote the story. And by interviewing people at the plant, the security guards and the plant manager, and here's a case where this was a multiple credible witnessed event where this huge triangular craft hovered over the Indian Point power plant. And literally, the security systems were shut down. The plant affected the electronics of that plant, and security guards saw it. And nobody to this day has ever kind of debunked what happened that night when this craft hovered over the plant. Now, this case was investigated. Again, talk about intriguing aspects. The primary investigator of this case was, of course, our friend Phil Imbrogno, who did a phenomenal job, wrote the book Night Siege about the Hudson Valley sightings and heavily investigated this entire event and held a series of meetings, conferences with witnesses. Well, guess who joined Phil Imbrogno in the investigation? None other than the very famous J. Allen Hynek. Wow. So this case was so important that Allen Hynek, probably one of the who really set standard, Hynek and James McDonald really set the standard of the early UFO investigators at a time when people were laughing and debunking these. Hynek came in and helped interview the witnesses. So this was more than just the sighting of lights, more than just kind of the strange story of the Stormville flyers, which made no sense at the outset because planes don't fly without noise, but it was the Indian Point nuclear plant and people who claim to have had some kind of visitations and to have been, to have experienced close encounters, to use the Allen Hynek term. And it was a really large, large case that really galvanized New York. And given the premise of the book that here's a place you can go to, it became a very important chapter in the book, a very long chapter in the book, Aliens in America. And we look for all these events up there where if you're going with your family up to the north of New York City, you can see the various places, see where people were, and there are a lot of events that still take place up there talking about the Hudson Valley sightings.
Tell me why J. Allen Hynek seemed to change. He went from the consultant to Project Blue Book, where he seemed to be a debunker, to someone who was truly a believer.
Where it gets fascinating. And this is something that I didn't learn until the last season of UFO Hunters. Okay?
Ah, all right.
This is fascinating. Allen Hynek, from people who knew him, and there were a number of people that we interviewed on the show who knew Allen Hynek pretty well, right? And Allen Hynek, remember the book? Years and years ago, back in the 50s, the famous TV series in the book, I Led Three Lives by Herbert A. Philbrick, right?
Sure do.
Richard Carlson, right? He was an insurance agent, a member of the Communist Party, and a counter spy for the FBI. Three lives. Well, Allen Hynek led three lives. He was an astrophysics professor. He was a college professor, very famous college professor. He was a debunker for Project Blue Book, but he was independently investigating the very cases that he was debunking, because the only way Allen Hynek could have stayed close to the cases that Blue Book never solved, and there are a number of cases that are still unresolved in Blue Book, we all know that, right? The only way he could stay close to those cases was by playing the swamp gas game, right? The 1966 Hilldale, Michigan case, which got Jerry Ford, who was a representative from the state of Michigan, very exorcised by getting Mendel Rivers on the House Armed Services Committee to investigate UFOs. So that 1966 case, multiple witness creatures, craft, Allen Hynek came up with the swamp gas explanation. But at the same time, he knew that that case was a real real case, not swamp gas at all. Alan Hynek played the game to work for Project Blue Book, knowing the whole time these were real cases. And according to one of the people who we met on UFO Hunters, who's been on the show a few times, who knew Hynek, said that there was a live humanoid, alien humanoid, in the kept by the Eisenhower administration back in the 1950s and lived through the 1960s. And the bombshell that he told me was that J. Allen Hynek had met and communicated with that humanoid. And the people who knew about that humanoid, knew about its existence, and these would be Navy people, right? And, you know, anybody who knows these stories, start filling in the blanks. These were Navy people. And that is how the story about Roswell was real, extraterrestrials are real, the government has had close contact with extraterrestrials. That's how that story, through the Navy, reached Edgar Mitchell. And it's why Edgar Mitchell can talk about it today without telling who told him what. But if folks fill in the dots, you will know who were Navy people, who were Navy people in intelligence services, how did that story get, but it started in the Eisenhower administration where the humanoid was either in captivity or working with us, but it was a live humanoid. And supposedly J. Allen Hynek had met that live humanoid and knew from the outset that these were real and played the game to debunk it because it was important, especially at that time, for national security that we simply live a very happy life of innocent bliss, thinking that extraterrestrials and flying saucers were the stuff of science fiction and Isaac Asimov.